Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What are you saying? Dedication to a theme has value, Peter? Come on.
We have a theme.
Yeah.
We drink.
That's like my hobby.
Today I'm going to talk about my problems.
Let me tell you something else,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Start a podcast is not easy.
Yeah, I don't normally say this, but hear me out.
Just like
not racist.
Yeah. Just drunk catchphrases.
War Boys here!
Hi, Ethan!
Well, hey!
Yeah, Lore Boys here. I'm Ethan. Tricked all y'all at home.
Uh-huh.
It was never him. It was me all along.
Yeah, we're in different rooms. You tricked me too, guys. That was good.
Yeah,
that was
right?
Really good impression.
We are masters of the impression.
Yeah.
I am a vocal ghost. I can pass through. That doesn't make any sense.
As you can tell, this is a comedy podcast because we're hilarious.
So funny.
Where we talk about just like real nerd-ass shit.
If you like sports, get out of here. You're gonna be real unhappy.
I'm Ethan Palmer. I'll be your host today. I'm joined with
it's Peter O'Donohue. I do the cartoons for the podcast.
And
James Miller.
He grinds the wheat for the podcast.
Yeah,
because he is a oh hey Ice.
And Ice is here.
Grinds
Ice,
the wheat
you
to break
say
the
hello?
Bread. Bake the bread.
Ice. Ooh. Well, she's just lying down now. So Ethan.
So Peter, what are we talking about today?
The Witcher.
Oh, you're so close. We're talking about Witchwood.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
It's
is it in D&D?
It's an area in Warcraft.
Warcraft.
Oh!
And the reason I'm talking about Witchwood specifically is because it's the upcoming Hearthstone expansion.
Oh, are you?
So about a week from listening to this, the day of release of this podcast, the new Hearthstone expansion is coming out.
Oh, cool.
So I figured I'd give us a background of all the character or a lot of the characters that are going to be featured / probably going to be featured.
I figured we'd exploit search terms and just call this one Witchwood something or other, Lore Boys.
Well, it is interesting stuff too. Like I don't like actively play Hearthstone, but I like stay current on it and I'll watch like some tournaments. And it was really interesting to me because I've played a lot of World of Warcraft, but a lot of the lore behind this revolves around an alliance side race. So I actually knew pretty much nothing going into this. So
you play Horde?
Yeah, I play Horde.
Oh, yeah.
I guess for everyone listening at home that doesn't know, Hearthstone is a trading card game or collectible card game, similar to Magic the Gathering, which we've done episodes on, done by Blizzard, set in the World of Warcraft. WoW, but
set
the
in
Warcraft
the
world
of
Lordaeron.
The universe of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I've played a fair amount of Hearthstone as well. Like, just before Whispers of the Old Gods, I was rank 2 or 1, which is the one right before, what is it, Legend? Masters?
Yeah.
Something?
Jamie was literally number 1 and or 2
I was in the top 2. I was in the top 2% for that time.
Yeah.
So you probably all recognize his name when he introduces himself.
Yeah.
J-A-Y-M-I-L-L-K.
James, watch my trap card, Miller.
Yeah.
James, it's time to
duel.
Miller.
He's still wearing the blade right now. It's neat.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have a ton of background with this specific story. So I assume James won't either because I know he plays Horde whenever we play WoW as well.
Right. I assume you know nothing.
And you, Peter, have next to no Warcraft experience. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
I played some WoW, but not at home. I played a Dwarf Paladin on a buddy's account.
And how long ago was that?
Like pre-BC. That's,
okay,
yeah. Like that's I played vanilla WoW.
So,
like before Christ?
Yes.
A long time ago.
Before Christ,
yeah.
Dude.
Even before that.
Yeah.
I played
it goes AD.
WoW.
When you're going backwards, it goes AD, BC,
and
then PBC.
And then PBC.
Oh,
and PBR.
The PBC wow. is a... No, PBS.
It's Pabst Blue Carboniferous.
yeah,
Pabst
me,
Blue Jurassic.
Me and some fucking other invertebrates
had a guild back, you know, 600,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's
cool. It was cool.
Yep.
Cool.
No, I played Vanilla WoW, like pre-Burning Crusade. I never played any of the expansion content ever. I think I played it on a free server in like 2006 or something and haven't touched it since.
Huh.
Well, and I've never played Hearthstone. I played Gwent for about an hour and a half.
Similar, but different.
Yeah. And nobody plays Elder Scrolls Legends.
I have. I played the tutorial, like, with all the little campaign and stuff. And that was cute, but as soon as it came time to play against players and actually grind packs, I was like, not interested.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no, not
like, well, when you spend enough time grinding in one card game, it's like, you don't want to switch just because, yeah, like, it's such an investment all
yeah.
over again.
Didn't you come into, like, a pile of money at some point, and you spent it on, like, a bunch of Hearthstone packs and passed out opening them?
Yeah, I woke up in my bed, laying on my back with my terrible sleep apnea, so I probably woke up like, yeah. I looked down, and there's no spaghetti in my crotch, but there is.
not this time.
Not this time.
If you didn't listen to the previous episode, that's going to be real out of context. Yeah.
But there was half a bottle of wine leaning against like my side and an open laptop with like 75 unopened packs just in front of me. Pretty sure I bought 200 and fell asleep because there were so many to open. And I was drunk.
Oh my god. That's great.
I've done that before, though. I bought hat crates in Team Fortress. It's often post-podcast when I'm drunk.
I never shop drunk. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I do it all the time, dude. It happened to me most recently after one of our episodes a little while ago, where I got home and I was like, oh, I'm just going to do a couple alerts in Warframe because they were dropping some decent shit that I wanted. Yeah. And then I got a 50% off coupon and I was like, I'll spend $3.
That's how they get you, dude.
Yeah, or like, I'll spend $3 on 75 plats.
You're not
50%
saving
off.
50%, dude. You're
yes, you are.
Spending 50%.
I'm saving it. Like, no, that's of course true. That is totally true in my case because I would not have bought it otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have never bought plat at full price.
A cool thing, this is not a sponsor, but something I just learned about. There's an app for your browser called Honey. If you download it, you do any online shopping whatsoever. It'll pop up anytime you're on a purchasing page, and it will give you coupons towards whatever you're buying or tell you a cheaper place to buy it.
Oh. So,
and thanks to our sponsors, Honey.
Yeah, exactly.
Crunch at us, Honey. Yeah. Get some Honey Nut Cheerios.
Crunch at us.
Yeah,
no, crunch at us like some Honey Nut Cheerios. So, following their victory in the war against the trolls, the Empire of Arathor entered into a period
of the internet feminists.
Oh, the war against the trolls.
Yeah.
So this is basically the first human empire, like before there was the Alliance and the Horde. They get defeated, or they win against the trolls, which are a playable race in World of Warcraft. Their king dies, their empire begins to expand.
Who's
Founding city-states in the wilderness, including one called Gilnius.
What were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. Who do you remember who their king was?
Thoradin.
Thoradin. Okay. I never recognize the name. And then now we are in Gilnius? Gilnius?
Gilnius.
I remember... Is Tomb of Gilnius a thing? I remember that name from World
Gilnius
Warcraft.
Is a pretty big thing.
Okay. All right.
We'll get there.
I'm excited.
The actual area in World of Warcraft was introduced with the Cataclysm expansion.
Okay.
And we'll get to why. It's very interesting.
There was a province that was undiscovered, like in the middle of an area, right? And then it opened up to be Gilnius. Sorry if I'm putting too many things.
It's
on.
Right beside. We'll get there.
Okay.
But yeah.
In the middle of a place where this. All the roads just turned away from it, so nobody ever went.
Yeah.
Nobody really understood.
There's a place.
We'll get why you couldn't go there. Yeah, there's a very specific reason why you couldn't get there before Cataclysm. It's a dumb reason, but there's a
There was mountains all along the area, right?
Nope.
No?
No.
Like the Green Valley from Land Before Time.
I'll think of a different one.
You're thinking of Ungaro Crater, Peter, but that was open since Classic WoW.
Yeah, that's totally what I was thinking of. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
It's literally like a jungle area in a canyon with a bunch of dinosaurs.
Awesome.
So, and a bunch of cool crystals. Ooh. So by the start of the Second War, which was the war where the Alliance basically formed to take on the forces of the Horde, and the Horde formed. The Horde.
Is this from the Warcraft movie? The Horde, when do they come?
Okay. This would be after the Warcraft movie, because the Warcraft movie was when the orcs first came to this continent.
Right.
So all this, like, the orcs are already there. This is the second war between the orcs and the humans. So after the Warcraft movie, orcs come to Lordaeron, and humans basically make them slaves. Like, there really isn't, like, a good side. Like, the Alliance isn't the good side, and the Horde isn't the bad side in World of Warcraft. It is, like, nowhere near so black and white. It's, like, they're both shitty grays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Despite the fact the Horde is made up almost entirely of monsters.
Monsters, exactly. Yeah. And I would honestly, I mean, I feel like I'm biased because I've always played Horde, but I would say, like, the Horde, like, if you had to pick one to be the good side.
I really
side,
think we're the good guys.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I really do think this.
I think, yeah. I honestly think it, dude.
Some of you might have heard of the
I
show
to all
called,
the rallies.
Yeah, some of you guys might have heard of the show called Game of Thrones, where there's, like, a bunch of families who do, like, good things and bad things, but they all have their goals, and, like, no one's a good guy.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show.
I haven't
what's
heard of that.
What's it called? Gem of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. it's all one word?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's mostly in Latin, but the subtitles are pretty good.
Yeah.
So, by the start of the Second War, right around the time that the Alliance is forming, Gilneas was one of the most powerful human nations, and because of this, the kingdom's ruler, Ghen Greymane, who you should know.
I recognize the name.
Again. Was not a strong supporter of the Alliance. So Gilneas was like, fuck your Alliance. We don't need that shit. Because he literally, they were one of the most powerful nations, and he was like, we can deal with any threats that come to our borders.
Real Alexander Kerensky, this fellow.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Call who's Alexander Kerensky?
Battletech.
Oh, that's
monster!
Right.
You don't listen to me when I speak.
You don't even. Like you don't
I
even
don't remember
listen.
Every name that we've spoken in the 30 whatever episodes. Oh, yeah.
So
that planet from Metroid.
Phase.
Yeah, Phase. Yeah, it was Phase with two A's. Yeah. That's right. I remember that immediately after.
Because it was Phase dumb on as hell. Phase yeah. on was yeah. one A, and it was yeah. dumb as hell. So, despite not fully supporting the Alliance, he did lend his aid to them near the end of the war. He pulled his support after the defeat. He pulled his support out after the defeat of the Horde, however, because he refused to support sending orcs to internment camps and paying for them to stay in internment camps. It's really unclear if he was like, they shouldn't be in internment camps because they should have their own area, or they shouldn't be in internment camps because we should just kill them all.
Dog's hungry. Dog's hungry. Sorry about that.
So it's unclear if he didn't support the Horde being sent to internment camps because he was like, oh, the orcs should be free, or if he was like, we should just kill all the orcs.
Okay.
Okay.
So, who knows? This guy could be good or bad. Again,
yeah.
It's such a shitty gray.
It's unclear whether he was a racist or an Abraham Lincoln or
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yep.
He's either a Hitler or a Lincoln. We don't know.
Could be both.
So, sometime after the war, possibly influenced by the dragon Deathwing in human form, which is a topic for an entire... That could take its own episode, Deathwing.
Okay.
He's the leader of the Black Dragonflight, Peter.
He's like
you don't need to know that.
Big, like, black, fiery dragon.
He's on the cover of Cataclysm.
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the big boss of Cataclysm.
Yeah.
Because he gets in prison, and then he breaks out.
Yeah. In Hearthstone, he's like a 12-12, and you have to discard your whole hand, and all minions are destroyed on the playing field. He's like a big, bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. So sometime after this, possibly influenced by this guy, this dragon in human form,
okay.
who is a quote unquote bad guy, but he does end up allying himself with the Horde at some point. But anyway, he convinces Greymane to build what is called the Greymane Wall, separating the Gilnean Peninsula from the rest of Lordaeron. Mm-hmm. So, Deathwing is literally like, build that wall.
Is it?
Build that wall.
Is it the gray main wall, or is it like the gray main wall?
There's gray sub walls.
Yeah, it's a.
It's the gray main wall.
Ming?
Yeah. Gray main.
M-A-N-G.
Oh.
Gray
main.
Gray main.
So it's this wall.
Keeps the cholos out.
This wall is in Silverpine Forest.
Mm hmm.
Which
this is a starting area as an elf, right? Or
no,
close to the starting area
it's the second area of the undead.
Oh.
So do you remember where Shadowfang Keep was?
When you start as a blood elf, that's also close to there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, from the blood elf starting area, you go to, like, the Ghostlands, and then the next place that you go is the Silver undead Rock. Starting area.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But where do you remember Shadowfang Keep?
I do remember Shadowfang Keep. It's one of the first dungeons.
You remember when you keep running south, there was, like, this big wall there?
Yeah.
That was Gray Main Wall.
Oh.
And that was behind that was an area that you couldn't get to. But it's literally a peninsula. So this is why I say it's a stupid reason that you could never go there. Mm. Because it's a a peninsula, and they have a wall on the, like, just the land border.
So you can't, like, just, like, walk through knee-deep water around it?
But, like, airships are a thing, even, in this world.
Oh, yeah, that's
world.
True.
It's like, it's like, why couldn't you get past this wall? But nobody could.
Because magic.
Yeah, no, that's it. So.
That's true. They do have a zeppelin.
Yeah. So all were turned away at the gate, even humans escaping the Scourge invasion.
Oh.
So the Scourge, for anybody who never played World of Warcraft but maybe played Warcraft.
Like it's me. The Scrooge of World of Warcraft.
Yeah, all they all go by the last name McDuck.
Scourge McDuck.
Scourge McDuck. they're basically like a legion of zombies. In Warcraft 3, in Warcraft 3, the Frozen Throne, Arthas, the son of the king of Lordaeron, son of the king of the Alliance, becomes corrupted by them.
He's a Lich King.
And he becomes the Lich King. Yeah, and so before that happens, they're invading at some point, and they're basically they're fucking everybody's shit up.
All these like evil ducks.
Yeah, all these evil ducks, all these evil Scourge McDucks.
Scourge.
So when they reach the Greymane Wall, they lay siege to it, and the armies of King Greymane held for days against the Sea of Undead, but there was seemingly little hope.
Okay.
So Greymane turned to his Archmage. And he had him release a secret weapon that his Archmage has been working on, known as the Worgen.
The werewolves!
So Gilneas is the Worgen starting area.
Oh, they used Yosefka's blood and put it into the humans until they turned.
They couldn't stop their unkillable robot slaves, so they created a zombie virus.
Yeah, exactly.
People in video games are really stupid. I was thinking about this when I was playing some Warframe, and I was kind of hoping that there was like one dumb guy sitting there, which is like, well, we can't seem to stop all these unkillable robots, so why don't we create an army of zombies?
I don't think that's a very good idea. I don't see any problem with it. Yes, we're going ahead.
I mean, I was right about making unkillable robots there, and now if you want to make zombies to kill the robots, it's like,
yes, a broken clock is right twice a day, damn it.
And we get snakes to kill all the zombies.
And then all the infested will freeze and die.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure why this reminded me of this, but when you said just one guy, it triggered a memory from when I was a kid. Whenever I used to go to restaurants, I'd see a lot of people not finishing their food. And to me, like, in our house, like, finish your food was a big thing. So whenever they'd take the plates away, it was unimaginable for me that they would throw it all away. I thought there was a big fat guy at the back of every restaurant that ate your leftovers.
Like, that's like a career path people can take.
Sign me up.
I want to be an obese disposal man.
Yeah, I want to be
an Italian restaurant.
I want to be a human garbage. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Only
the graduated class, they're all in mobility scooters out on like a lawn.
I should say a human compost bin.
But, you got like only slightly pudgy ones that work at vegan restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, really lean.
Yeah.
Really jittery motherfucker at Starbucks just to finish everybody's coffee.
Oh my god.
Shaking all the time. He's like Tweaker sound part. Yeah. Shaking all the time. Like, oh fuck, got another one.
Yeah.
You get the espresso, you better drink it, bitch.
That's such a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
So the Worgen were a cursed people. Like Peter said, they were turned into wolfmen, basically werewolves. Long before the invasion of the Scourge, there had existed a cult of druids called the Druids of the Scythe.
Yeah, cool.
They're called this because they worshipped, or they used something called the Scythe of Alun, which was the ancient Goldrun's fang plus the Staff of Alun. Peter, you keeping up?
Are Druids of the Fang and Druids of the Claw different?
Different cults of...
Different cults, yeah, different druid cults.
Different druidic cults. Because
okay.
There's the Druids of the Druids of the Fang are the snake ones, I think. They turn into snakes.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so the Druids of the Scythe, sometimes called the Druids of the Pack, worshipped the wolf ancient Goldrun. So it was basically like this ancient primordial wolf, and they worshipped him, and they were granted by their worship the power to transform into an unwieldy feral form of Goldrun. So they could transform, but they would just go fucking buck wild, like...
They're like berserkers. The Vikings would turn into bears and go crazy.
Exactly. They turn into bears, like in The Witcher.
Well, that's how I know about berserkers.
Yeah,
exactly.
So they would turn into, like... They wouldn't have any control when they were in their wolf form, basically. So the rituals which transformed the Druids of the Scythe took place in Gilneas, in a forest called the Blackwald, under an old tree called Tal'Darren.
Okay.
Blackwald is the Witchwood. from the Hearthstone expansion.
This is
where the Hearthstone expansion quote unquote takes place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The expansion is introducing its own lore, which the expansion's not out yet, so the lore is not out yet. This is the setup.
Okay.
This
so you can open your card packs after this podcast and understand what's going on.
Well,
right? There's going to be a story probably that comes out with it.
Ghen Greymane, the King of Gilneas, is a card which has been announced for the upcoming expansion.
Okay.
So a lot of the characters in this will be cards in the expansion.
Right.
Is basically it.
And also Tal Duran is something you mentioned earlier. Is that
Tal Duran? Yeah.
Tal Duran. Is that the tree city?
No, this is a tree in Blackwald in Gilneas. There's a lot of named trees in
Warcraft.
Yeah, in Lordaeron. So we have all these feral fucking. We have packs of wild weredogs just fucking roaming around, and we have a good Samaritan, a Warcraft celebrity, Malfurion Stormrage, who banishes these worgen and therefore the curse to a pocket dimension known as the Emerald Dream.
Oh, it's their Saint Patrick. He got the werewolves out of Lordran.
Yeah.
And he's got the Emerald. It's the Emerald
Dream. The Emerald Dream.
So
that's why it's green on Saint
Patrick. March 17th. Yeah.
It's
March 17th, played a flute, got all the werewolves into the sea.
March 17th, Saint Stormrage Day.
Yeah. Everybody just gets fucking wasted.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone just gets drunk on werewolf blood.
Malfurion's like Big Daddy Druid, right? In the Hearthstone and World of Warcraft.
Yeah, him and his brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Storm Ragers. Yeah. Which, again, that in itself is another episode entirely to itself. Like, we could literally do a podcast just about Warcraft lore and probably, like, barely scratch the surface.
We'd probably be slightly more popular.
What are you saying? Dedication to a theme has value, Peter? Come on.
We have a theme.
Yeah.
We drink.
That's like my hobby.
Today I'm going to talk about my problems.
let me tell you something else, okay?
Yeah.
Start a podcast is not easy.
Yeah, I don't normally say this, but hear me out.
Just like
not racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drunk catchphrases.
Yeah.
So Arugal, the Archmage and the employee of King Greymane, the one who will eventually, we're doing a little flashback here, eventually release the hounds on the Scourge invasion.
Okay.
He had been reading up on another mage's study. So Malfurion banished them to this pocket dimension called the Emerald Dream, where they just sleep peacefully and they're at this tree in the Emerald Dream. He basically ties them to that tree.
Okay, he ties all the werewolves up.
Yeah.
Out back.
Ties them to a post out back.
They got into the trash.
Yeah. Exactly.
You tie up the werewolves, honey?
Arugal, before the Scourge invasion, has been researching these worgen that were banished there and how to access the Emerald Dream and all these things. So when the Scourge show up at Gilneas' doorstep, King Greymane gives the order to like release the hounds, like open the pocket dimension and release them into Silverpine Forest,
which is another Hearthstone card. Release the hounds.
Yeah.
Unleash the hounds.
Unleash the hounds is it? But I was doing release the hounds.
Yeah.
Release the robotic.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Big goal. So the worgen actually are like super effective at killing undead. I guess they just
if they get bit, do they not turn into those Zambos?
No, they don't. They already have cursed blood, so I guess they're good.
Yo, undead and WoW. Is it transmissible or is it a curse? Are they like vampires?
There's a lot of distinction. Because like the undead race in WoW are the Forsaken, which are not the Scourge. They're very similar.
I see.
But different. No, it's not transferable. You don't get bit and turn into a zombie. You die and can be brought back as a zombie.
Okay.
So these worgen are strong enough that very few of them die for every, 100 zombies that they kill, basically. So they quickly fight off the armies in Silverpine Forest right around Greymane's wall. They quickly, they're feral. So they turn on the wizards that Arugal helped to summon them. They turn on everybody else in Silverpine Forest and they just start tearing through people, basically. So driven mad with guilt, Arugal...
two guys just standing with their spears. Like two regular looking knights, one guy's sitting there, he's like, oh, they're doing a really good job. Yeah. They're pretty brutal.
Yeah.
What happens when they run out of zombies. And the guy next to him doesn't say anything. He just, like, wide eyes, drops his spear, and just runs.
And the guy still says, like, where are you going, man? Where are you going? Hey, look, one's coming this way now.
Yeah. All the undead are on the other side of the city, right? You go see them. Oh, no, because they tear through undead, right? Or they tear through Scourge, but not undead.
Scourge are undead, and the Forsaken are undead. Undead, the playable race in World of Warcraft, are the Forsaken.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's all very cut and dry, very clear and easy. I don't know why you guys are having so much trouble.
this is one of those podcasts where I'm learning so much because I know so little about
you. Yeah, there's just a ton of stuff. So if you have any questions, just stop me and ask me.
Yeah, just raise your hand. Ethan. Pause your podcast now. And tweet it, Ethan. Yeah.
Where do emails come from?
Not again, damn it. When two servers love each other very much.
You see, when a URL and a PHP query love each other. So driven mad with guilt because these things that he summoned are basically killing everyone.
You really should have known.
I mean, they're feral. It was pretty obvious, but hey.
Yeah.
Arugal takes the worgen he could round up and adopted them as his children, retreating into Shadowfang Keep, which Jamie and I were talking about earlier.
Okay.
So he is the boss of Shadowfang Keep at the end.
Shadowfang Keep in the world is underneath Orgrimmar?
No, you're thinking of...
Blackstone, Black Keep.
No.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Do you remember where Shadowfang Keep is in the world of War?
Yeah, when you leave the undead capital.
Yes.
And you go left, and you go down the road until you get to the second undead zone.
Yes.
And it's just like along the road there.
Okay, before so anyone who has played the free pass of World of Warcraft and chose Horde.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's a pre-level 20 dungeon. It had one of the best drops for a level 20,
rogue,
if you wanted to PvP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Twinks would stay at level 19 or 20 and then just get all the best things.
19. As soon as you hit 20, you're in like the next bracket of PvP.
So yeah, you turn off experience at level 19, get all the best gear, and just play PvP. Yeah. And most people aren't going to stay at level 19, so they're only playing your PvP on their way to 20.
Oh, okay.
So they're nowhere near optimized for level 19, but you are, and you just can wreck face.
Like in vanilla WoW, it was levels 1 to 60. The biggest, the most active PvP was levels 10 to 19, level 30 to 39, and then level 60.
Okay.
Those 30 to 39 was because there was that one really big map,
Alterac Valley opened at 50.
Alterac Valley, right.
But that was never a popular one because that was the longest one.
Oh.
Arugal also cursed a village called Pyrewood so that the people there would turn into worgen at each sundown. I don't know how he did it, because all he did was summon them from the Emerald Dream, but apparently he also has the power to curse new people with very specific werewolf curses.
Okay.
But hey.
It's magic.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
A little fun fact, Arugal would eventually die and then be resurrected by Arthas, the Lich King, who would go on to lead the Scourge in the next invasion.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's got the bone army and the bone dragon,
which explains the presence of worgen in the Lich King's armies.
Yeah,
he brought Arugal.
Okay.
So in the wake of no longer having a unifying enemy, the isolation of Gilneas began to grate on some. One outspoken man, Lord Darius Crowley, had been opposed to the wall since before it was built. Lord Darius Crowley, so...
Lord Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes and no, because him and Lord Greyman are actually good friends. It's just, they really, really, really disagree on this one thing.
Same thing could be said.
Yeah. So not all the cards have been announced for the new Hearthstone expansion.
Okay.
When I did this one, I was writing all this, and I said to myself, oh, Lord Crowley is...
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Bernie Sanders, the legendary. It's like, take all of health points and attack points on the board and just average them out
Yeah, it would. It'd be like a really good cartoon picture of him with like that bird on his podium. He's like some kind of nature lord.
Hey, stop fighting! What's the matter with you guys? There's enough for everybody.
Yeah. Average on all the
So I started writing this, I had written all of it, and I was like, Lord Darius Crowley, I bet you he's going to be one of the cards announced. And I went and checked, and they announced cards today, and he was one of the cards announced today.
Oh, damn.
At time of recording. So,
yeah. Awesome.
I had my little
Ethan the Gypsy Queen with his crystal ball.
Yeah. Well, it's so obvious because he's such like a main character in this story. So Crowley leads a civil uprising called the Northgate Rebellion in a bid to open up the wall. Tear down, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
He's more like Richard Nixon in that case, eh?
Was that Nixon or Reagan? Reagan said.
Oh, Gorbachev, Reagan. Yeah. Richard Nixon's the flamboyant exercise.
I am not a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's get those glutes.
Yeah. Come on, everybody. Get up and move.
We're going to put on some disco and we're going to burn some fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Richard Nixon, known for always wearing sequin tops.
Yes. And his famous quote.
I am not obese.
And you don't have to be either.
I must resign as your fitness trainer.
What a stupid tangent, guys. Yeah.
So Richard Simmons, Richard Nixon.
So Crowley and Greymane, like I said, had been good friends. But the uprising quickly turned into an all-out civil war. They just couldn't reconcile their differences. It lasted some time, but eventually Crowley was caught and arrested, and much of the rebellion died down with his incarceration. So he's basically sneaking cannons and gunpowder into the capital city because he's going to take over the capital city. And they were like, it's a sting operation all along. Cuff them, boys. So he goes to prison.
He's got like a friend of his there with like, feel like a rebel badge on his chest. He's like, ha, idiot. Yeah. Peels off the sticker. It's like a police badge.
A rebel badge. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
The most identifying mark. Like, yeah. I am a rebel.
Yeah.
Arrest me.
They were like bandanas or masks or like a little sleeve thing. I don't know. I just watched Argo again today. And like the Iranian rebels had like a white cloth tied around their sleeve or whatever.
Guess, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In support.
Solidarity.
You put a yellow
and identifying your allies.
Well, yeah, it always depends on, like, how far along the rebellion is. If it's just, like, a group of people at a bar, like, you probably don't want to identify yourself yet, but if you're half the population, you're okay.
Red team, blue team.
Although a covert operation to sneak cannons and gunpowder into a city is probably not the time to worry
about. Probably not the time for armbands.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have, like, a front, you know, like, the Boy Scouts really sneak.
Yeah.
Guns,
yeah.
It was a Boy Scout uniform and he peels off his Boy Scout badge and it's a police badge.
It's like one of the under the sack.
Yeah, no,
those are police badges there the whole time.
He arrests him and then like somebody walks up to him and gives him a pin, this pin onto his sash, like arrested the leader of a rebellion.
It's just sewn on.
You're well on your way to becoming what's next level.
You're gonna be an Eagle Scout in no time, buddy.
He was like 38 years old. He's like, you're in too deep, you've been a Boy Scout too long. He like, sews his badge onto his sash. He's like, I can't leave it behind, guys. when your cover identity replaces your real identity.
So sometime during his imprisonment, the Worgen curse began to spread in earnest within Gilneas, laying waste to lands already ravaged by so many wars. So it's not really known, and there is a lot of differing opinions on I say opinions because like it changes on the internet all the time. Some people say it only started when Cataclysm happened, but that doesn't make any sense at all because everybody in Gilneas was already a Worgen by the time. Like,
when did the race get added in Cataclysm?
Cataclysm.
It was Worgen and Goblins.
Worgen and Goblins, yeah.
With Gablins.
Gerblins.
Mm-hmm. The lore gets even more jumbled because then there's like Blizzard tolerated authors who write books for it, but not like canon books all the time.
Oh, they're apocryphal?
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
The original Warcraft books were very apocryphal, and they told the story of Thrall, who was the baby in the Warcraft movie that they sent down the river.
Oh, okay.
So that's the typical beginning of
the
first Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the first three Warcraft games were like about Thrall and his imprisonment at the hands of the Alliance, and the first book was about him escaping being a slave and like creating like an orc resistance, basically.
Okay. He's Orc Moses.
Yeah. The Orc Resistance was called
Orc
the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, exactly. Dun, dun, dun. It's not really known how they got in there, but the curse starts to spread. So I guess like somebody got bit and then like was allowed back through the wall because they showed their Gilnean passport and they had like, you know, they were like sweating a whole bunch and they had like a cloth like conspicuously tucked into their collar. And they're like, I went to go visit my mother-in-law, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, she's a werewolf. Yeah. I'm not, though.
Yeah. Sir, you look to be bleeding through your shirt. Is that blood?
Hair is like soaked with sweat.
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's jam. My mother-in-law makes jam.
One of them fell off a shelf and hit me in the shoulder.
So this becomes like a pretty big problem where like this curse is spreading fast because when you get bit by a worgen, unlike being an undead, you do transform into a worgen.
Okay. If you get bit by a worgen, you get worgened in real life.
Yeah, exactly. So King Greymane forms hunting parties to hunt the worgen. Though the losses are heavy. This continues until Greymane himself is bitten and cursed.
Damn it.
Who saw that one coming? Who let the king go fucking hunt these things?
Well, it's a fox hunt.
It's just like, they're just like rich assholes. They're like, oh, yes, we got to kill some worgen for sport.
They release all their werebeagles.
Yeah.
Don't you do shit, Ice. I saw you were a fucking ears perk up over there on your couch.
Yeah, just laying right at me. Like, what are you having?
The one that we're talking about, werewolves, like she actually barked during the cast. I'm not sure if I'm getting cut or not.
We've trained her for this.
Yeah, that's it. She's been waiting for this.
38
she's like,
episodes.
It's like, you guys are doing an episode on werewolves, you didn't even have a guest spot on it? What the fuck?
Bork.
She bit me yesterday, guys, so watch out.
You might be a husky soon.
Oh, shit, dude. I didn't know you were the king of Gilneas. What? So doomed to transform, he accepts his fate, but luckily for him, he's rich, and he has a rich doctor friend. The royal
Who is also a wizard, I guess?
The royal chemist, a fellow by the name of Krennan Aranas, was able to develop a partial cure to the curse, which would allow the Gilnean worgen to keep their sanity after they transformed.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be like, okay, you're not going to go completely overboard, but you're going to have some back hair problems.
But yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, you're going to need like, you're going to need to up your subscription to Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah,
like, hardcore.
Dollar Shave Club. Crunch at us.
Crunch at us. Or just like, it's like, okay, here's like an entire thing of Nair, and just like, pull back open the collar, pull open the collar of your shirt, and in the back, and it's like,
I
wear a wetsuit filled with Nair.
He's like running for re-election. Like one of the reporters is like, Mr. King, what promises do you have for the voting public? A package of Nair for every citizen every week. We need Nair stipends. Damn it!
No, but the funny thing is, if you put the Nair on, then all of a sudden they just don't have the same shape. They're not actually like bulky or anything.
They're just like
these weird like question mark spine tiny little guys.
They're like hairless cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hairless cats are gross.
Siamese werewolves.
Oh my god! My sister's got one. It looks like a bat without wings.
Mm-hmm.
I call her Meat Rat.
Yeah.
Her name is actually Scully.
Yeah. I like cats, but I really don't like hairless cats. They freak me out.
They're pretty rough to deal with, honestly. They're dusty. They obviously can't shed.
Dandruff.
But cats have like dandruff, which is the thing that causes people allergies, and it's just all dander on what is essentially.
You just smack it and it's like a big poof.
But you can like powder your face with it.
Yeah.
With a Sphinx.
Nothing so great for your pores like pet dander, right?
Like hairless cat.
Yeah.
So,
tell me more about hairless cats, Ethan.
Despite the miracle of making werewolves hairless, droves of feral worgen, past the point of being cured, continued to spill into and reproduce in Gilneas. So, Shadowfang Keep, where Erugel was. Is just outside of Gilneas. It's not inside Gilneas.
Okay.
So for some reason, like feral werewolves keep showing up, and people keep getting bitten, and they can't get the cure out to everybody. So some people do transform, and people do get past the point of being able to be cured.
Yes.
Okay. In the face of the threat, King Greymane orders Crowley and his lieutenants to be released, and the Northgate rebels join up in order to fight the tide of worgen. So it's like something out of an action flick, where it's like, I know somebody who can help us turn the tide. And then it pans to, like, a jail cell being open. He's like, hell, it's about damn time.
And it was Tychus the whole time.
Tychus Crowley.
What's a pack of werewolves? Because, like, I know you said you had all the groupings the other day from Matt Markham's bath.
It's a pack of wolves.
Pack of wolves?
I don't know if it's a pack of werewolves.
What is a gang? What is people?
Crowd.
A crowd of people?
Yeah.
Group? So would it be
Some of them have multiple.
Crack of werewolves?
A crack.
I'm trying to like combine the where the
person like an Irish
wolf. Pound.
Yeah. There's a crack of werewolves, you see there. Oh, down there coming there is a crack of werewolves.
Look at him.
You gotta get the rolls out.
Look at that crack and pack of wolves. That ain't a crack and pack of wolves. That's a pack and crack of werewolves.
That's not an ordinary wolf.
Look at that wolf standing
Peter
on
Peter O'Donoghue, man of a thousand voices.
Wait, that was Peter?
Whole time. All of Ethan, you weren't speaking.
I thought an Irishman walked in here and started speaking. That's so
actually
confusing.
All three of these people are voiced by me, Peter O'Donoghue. Yeah. I've been doing a podcast along the entire time.
What? I'm Peter?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm having an existential crisis over here. Stop joking.
At some point, yeah, you're just one of my impressions made real.
Somebody tweet at me.
I get a tweet like, hey, Ethan, what's up?
Is my apartment really Peter's padded room?
Yeah
exactly.
You
got very white walls. You never put up any fucking posters.
No, I need to.
So Lord Crowley has been released from ye olde jail.
Do it with magnets.
The rebels fight bravely until one day when they make a last stand at Light's Dawn Cathedral in order to buy Greymane some time to lead the citizens of Gilneas City to safety.
We're going to die here.
Wait, I did
for
call
our kingdom.
Wait, did I say last stand or just stand?
You said last stand.
Spoilers. So Crowley and some of his men survive, but they are affected by the Worgen curse. So Crowley is now a wolf.
All right.
Gilneas City falls to the Worgen, and the civil war is over, because all the rebels are now wolves.
Damn it.
Damn it.
So that everybody won.
Not again.
Everybody won. Now they're all on the same side.
That's technically true, actually.
Yeah. Greymane never went public with his...
werewolfing?
With his werewolfism.
Okay.
Wait, it's Greymeng?
Greymeng.
Greymeng.
Hey, it's Greymeng.
I thought it was Maine this whole time because he was going to be a werewolf.
It is Greymane.
I think he's
This whole time. I think it's Peter's fucking with himself through two different personalities.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. He's also talking at the same time as himself. It's very difficult
to do. That's so meta, man.
Well, I just recorded three different tracks.
Yeah.
And then I'll edit them all together.
Oh, that's clever.
Magician reveals his tricks. I'm sorry, guys. I'm retiring.
Wow, Peter. That's very clever. So eventually,
I know, Peter.
So eventually the tide is stemmed, and the Gilnean Worgen, those who have been given the cure, outnumber the Ferals.
The Gentleman Worgen, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones who wear monocles.
Yeah. So the cure is...
And little glasses at the end of their snoots.
Yeah.
So they can read.
They have top hats. They have access to medicine and healthcare, which is, as we know, is reserved for the wealthy elite.
Yep. Where we're staying right now.
Yep.
In America. Boom. Roasted America.
Oh.
Not Gilneas.
No, dude. Anytime I get a cold, I just transfuse my blood. Totally fine.
It worked out well for those guys in Bloodborne.
Yeah. And for the werewolf people,
too. For the werewolf people.
That was more of a magic curse.
It was a magic
and less
curse,
of a blood curse.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a bunch of druids that did their ritual too many times, and then they just never turned back.
Oh, okay. I read Animorphs. No more than a couple out. 1 hour as a falcon, Tobias. And
yeah.
Falcon forever.
Ah, that guy became a falcon.
You idiot.
I want to go back and watch that. Just that moody falcon hanging out all the time, giving them, like, tips.
Everyone who's listening at home just got really excited. We are doing an Animorphs episode eventually.
Oh, good.
All right.
That lore runs deep, my dude.
Well, like, we've got to do a season on it, because, like, there's books.
I have a very good friend that I work with who knows this shit inside and out.
Really? Mentioned
Animorphs to Jamal.
I
mentioned Animorphs to him one time, and he went off on a 40-minute tangent on the story behind Animorphs, and it's fucking buck wild, man.
There's alien
forces. There's, like, they basically ascend to the point where they're demigods. It's, like, it's fucking
lunacy.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yo, fucking confirmed. It's Animorphs episode at some point. Hosted by Jamal, I guess.
Yeah, coming out at some point.
Whenever he's got time.
That's
so
my alter ego.
Eventually the tide
Jamal.
Is...
Jamal.
So eventually the tide is stemmed, and the Gilnean Worgen do outnumber the Ferals. The cure is even refined so that many of them can keep their human forms for long periods at a time, though the full moon always brings out their Worgen shape.
Okay.
Reckon this is because, like I mentioned earlier, the whole thing kind of revolved around something called the Scythe of Alun. The Scythe of Alun was the combination of the ancient wolf's fang and the Staff of Alun, which is a moon priestess's, the most famous moon priestess's staff.
Is her name Alun?
Yes.
I thought you were going to explain to us how the moon works, because you said the last thing you said, the moon, and then you're like, so like I said, the whole thing revolved around, I thought you were going to say the earth.
Around the earth.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm but all.
That is,
yeah.
But Jamie, I would never say that, because that is not true.
Because the earth is flat.
The earth is flat. The moon is a fixture put up there
by aliens.
Yeah.
It's hollow.
By our werewolf wealthy elite.
Just remember the absolutely true story that at some point NASA crashed something into the moon and found out that it was completely hollow because it is synthetic. Mm.
Okay.
No, that's not true at all.
That's so true.
I can believe it, yeah.
I love flat earthers, because like every flat earther you talk to has a different explanation of everything that's going on.
I don't think I've ever run into one, but I did hear a story that one time a buddy of mine was at Timmy's, and some guy was talking to his friend behind them in line about flat earth and like how fucking legit it was.
Yeah.
And then at some point got onto them and handed him a pamphlet.
They're the worst people in the world. If you're listening to this
on the world, it's flat.
that's good. when the cataclysm, something that we mentioned earlier, which with Deathwing escaping from his binds and just basically fucking up the entire world, when this hits Lordaeron, Greymane's wall is sundered. So all of a sudden there's a crack in the wall. Oh no.
A crack of werewolves coming through a crack in the wall.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
but yeah, Lore Boys canon, a group of werewolves called a crack.
Yeah.
But at this point, they're coming through the wall from Gilneas, because pretty much all of Gilneas has been transformed into Gilnean Worgen at this point.
Okay.
Pretty much everybody got transformed, and like they're the ones who maintain their sanity. There are still feral Worgen out there.
Yeah.
But by and large, or cool. Not by and large, it completely Gilneas is Worgen.
They're cool, man. They're cool.
So the wall is sundered, and the Horde war chief at the time, Gromash Hellscream.
Oh, yeah.
Who you should know.
He's in the movie? No, he's the orange guy. He's a bad guy. He fights a panda in one of the cinematics.
He
does, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's probably the worst expansion, in my opinion.
As a Horde player, I didn't vote for him.
All right.
He's not the leader of my Horde. You know
okay.
What I mean,
hashtag
I was
not
a
Vol'jin.
I was a Vol'jin guy.
Okay.
Rip Vol'jin. Okay.
I always played Frost Mage Troll as like my. I like Vol'jin as well.
Yeah.
He's Troll.
Yeah. Rip Vol'jin.
Not my war chief.
My war chief. Hashtag not my war chief.
I liked Grommash in warrior decks though, because warriors have a lot of ways to self harm because they're moody. And
all right.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to stand by that. No, they do have ways to hurt their own minions for their benefit, and Grommash is like 4'10", I think it is, and then with charge,
he's 4'10". What?
Yeah,
tiny.
4 attack, 10 defense. If you hurt him for one, his like attack goes up
to
10.
He gets +5 or +6.
+5, depending on which ones you do, because there's also ones that boost with the damage you do yourself. Yeah, basically, you get a really strong charge attack. A big beefy minion, and Grommash is bay for warrior.
If you have a way to quote unquote, yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's an entire sentence of might as well than fuck Chinese.
Yeah,
Grommash is bay for warrior.
If you play warrior in Hearthstone, Grommash is a good card.
Bay.
It's okay. In Hearthstone, there's 9 classes, and each of them are based around a specific notable figure in World of Warcraft lore.
Right. Yeah.
So
Hellscream is the orc, the bald one, right?
No,
the
he's not the orc. Grommash Hellscream is a playable card.
Yeah, but is he not an orc?
He is an orc, yeah.
Right. And he's orange, right?
He is orange.
Right.
Because some orcs are orange. Some
They're
orcs
the
are green.
They're the ones without that cursed blood in them. I saw a trailer for that movie.
Exactly. It was a decent movie. Anyway, Grommash Hellscream orders the Forsaken, the undead that are part of the Horde, to invade as soon as the wall is split open.
To fight the Worgen?
Grommash looks like this. He's got like a big ponytail. Yeah. He's orange, and he's
He's not the ball guy. The ball guy is the playable class in, and Grommash Hellscream is a class card. So only warriors can play Grommash Hellscream.
Okay,
nobody else can play it. All
right.
So he orders the Forsaken to invade Gilneas because there's a hole in the wall now, and they've been behind their wall for way too long, and they've been so sequestered, and the Horde have been looking at it, because it's literally like Gilneas, the peninsula, is surrounded by Horde territories at this point.
Okay.
But they've never been able to breach the wall successfully. So there's a hole in the wall, and the invasion begins.
Because all the werewolves are afraid of water. Yeah. Oh, we've got to go around to the wall.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to get my paws wet. So the invasion...
Part of that world.
Just like looking around.
Yeah. So the invasion begins, and they get all the Forsaken get all the way to Gilneas City before a heroic stand by the Gilnean militia turns them away. I mentioned this because in the new Witchwood expansion, a couple cards have been announced. The Witchwood, I don't have it, but it's
Witchwood Worgens. Oh, on the field now for college football.
No, it's like militia lieutenant and stuff like that. So there's been a couple cards that reference the militia.
Okay.
And they're notable because of their stand against the Forsaken. It's like the armies fell, and like this ragtag crew of underdogs, you know, the benchwarmers managed to fight off the Forsaken invasion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good movie.
The Witchwood werewolves, which would fight off the...
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
Yeah.
King Greymane's son Liam is killed, which is in the Cataclysm. If you play the Worgen like opening quest line, he's killed in that. He saves his father, Gen Greymane, from a poisoned arrow from the Lady Sylvanas.
Get down, Mr. Sylvanas is the undead elf, undead night elf, leader of the undead. Right?
Leader of the undead.
Yeah, she was
a night elf who was turned Forsaken.
In Hearthstone, since we're talking about that mostly, it's like she got removed from the standard game because she was just in every deck.
She was very, very, very
good. If you used her, she was a 5/5, and you attack something, and if she dies, you gain control of one of their random things. You get a player, plus you get one of their players, and you could like do things like cloners. You can get like two of their players. She was just like so...
I know a guy I used to live with, my buddy Tall Peter, used to have... He has like a big fucking Sylvanas statue at his desk at work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. She's a cool character, and she...
What?
Just blow kisses at her during the day.
She is the current leader of the Horde.
Oh, really?
With the last expansion, Vol'jin, who I mentioned, who was a troll, who was a leader of the Horde, did die.
Okay.
Along with Varian Wrynn, who was the leader of the Alliance at the time. And Greymane was there whenever Wrynn died, and he took over the Alliance.
Is this Battle for Azeroth forces, or whatever the fuck it is?
No, that's the one coming out.
What the hell was the last expansion?
Legion. So
yeah.
Every expansion since Cataclysm, basically, the Horde and Alliance haven't really been enemies. Warlord, they've fought over certain things, but there's always been one big unifying enemy for them both to fight against. In Cataclysm, it was Deathwing.
I think Mists
of Pandaria was the Shah.
Lore-wise, it's easier to write that everyone who's playing is fighting against this thing instead of, like, you're fighting against this guy, and why are you fighting against your own guy?
Has
to be outside for the two factions.
Yeah, and in Legion, the bad guy was Gul'dan, who was the warlock from the Warcraft movie.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, who came back from the came forward from the past or something?
You're giving me the wow itch, Ethan. I gotta say, I'm scratching my arms right
so,
now.
believe me, I got it. I almost if I would have had more time today, I would have reinstalled WoW and I would have not bought time, but I would have just played through the Worgen quest line.
Yeah,
you can play like up to level 20 free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I would have just done that. But
you do that while editing.
So the Forsaken invade.
Yeah.
The Forsaken invade. They get all the way to the capital city. They get turned away. And they kind of get put on the back foot. So now, Lord Greymane puts Lord Crowley under the command of a Lord Godfrey to take the fight to them, go against the Forsaken. So they go into Silverpine Forest and they start pushing the Forsaken forces back. Godfrey is eventually corrupted and turned against his own people.
God damn it. They just can't fucking...
Yeah. Does Silverpine Forest have that rut all the way down the middle of it that has, like, undead creeping around in it? Or am I thinking...
No, you're thinking of the Blood Elf starting.
Okay,
starting
okay, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Kel'Danas, I think it's called.
Okay.
That might be the dungeon.
Sorry,
No, that's okay. It's called Silverpine Forest.
I'm just, like, enthralled right now. I don't understand.
I'll show it to you after.
Yeah!
Yeah, so... They're like right, because the two capitals, the Gilnean capital and the Forsaken capital, the Undercity, are like super close to each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like a stone's throw away.
Yeah.
So they're basically just like pushing back and forth between the two zones. Godfrey is corrupted by Sylvanas and turns against the Gilneans, which is relevant because Godfrey was another card which was announced today. He's going to be a Warlock card.
Cool.
Actually. Crowley is going to be a warrior card.
Cool.
Crowley is only stopped when Sylvanas takes his daughter hostage. And the hostilities between the Gilneas and the Forsaken is kind of not put on hold, but they're kind of like, there's no like big invasions happening anymore.
Yeah.
So the Worgen curse that started from Shadowfang Keep and spread across Gilneas left its people irrevocably transformed. Almost the entire human population has returned to beastly Worgen, a humbling failure for Gen Greymane in his efforts to keep his people safe. Lord Crowley, after everything's said and done, after the war with the Forsaken is done, he takes a group of Night Elves, descendants of the Druids of the Fang, and returns to Blackwald, where the Druids of the Fang initially... so he takes a bunch of their grandkids and goes back to the site, the Trolldaren, or what did I say the tree was called?
It's
Tal'Darren.
Yeah, Tal'Darren.
Trolldaren, yeah, fine. Yeah.
He takes them back to Tal'Darren, and they basically stay there and try and bring balance to the Worgen curse. So,
okay.
So this is where the Hearthstone expansion is happening. All we know is that there's a witch in those woods known as Hagatha. Which is one of the...
What a classic witch name. Hag and Agatha.
God damn it.
So she is... she's a card that's been announced. She's a shaman class card.
She's more than just a card. She's a character.
She's a character, and she's the only...
Ooh, full deck, actually.
No, she's... how characters work is, like I said, all the different... There's 9 different characters that you play as whenever you play Hearthstone. You can get character cards, though. That when you cast them, it basically switches your character for another character.
So, like, if you're a warrior, right? Like, all of a sudden, you're a different type of warrior all of a sudden. Because your face, which is, like, the classic warrior, will be replaced by the class card. So, it's like, instead of playing as Grommash, all of a sudden, you're playing at... Oh, it's not Grommash, but anyways, you're playing as Crowley, right?
Yeah. All right. So, each class has a hero power. The warrior one is...
Gain 2 armor. Okay.
With the two expansions ago, they released character classes or character cards for the first time. And it switches your portrait, and now your hero power is deal 1 damage to all minions. So that it's all minions, not just like your opponent's minions, because like Jamie was saying, warrior cards
benefit from self-harm. Right.
So,
but nobody else does.
Yeah, so you kill their minions... We'll post a couple numbers for
1-800-668-6868.
There you go.
Kids help phone.
There you go.
Is that right? Yeah.
Well, I was in a bunch of Billy Talent music videos when I was 13. God, I hate Billy Talent.
Yeah.
I love Billy Talent. I hate him so much. Shut your fucking mouth. Yeah. So that's the background to the Witchwood. Coming out for the Warcraft.
That's a primer. Awesome. Primer for your expansion.
I have a couple hundred gold saved up. I'll probably buy a few packs when it comes out. Play around. I can't force my especially my phone's really bad, so I can't play Hearthstone day to day. I love Hearthstone, but
on your tablet.
You really got to keep playing. Yeah.
I play it when I edit.
Okay. I don't play when I edit. I play something that
fuckers who can do things while you work on the podcast.
Yeah.
I have to spend 4 hours drawing.
Yeah.
I play games that I can drop and not care if I die. Like, in Hearthstone, I always want to finish a game. But if there's a moment where I have to stop and edit and, like, do a few things, I don't want to be thinking about, oh, my turn.
I play against the PC. I play the Adventure Pass, so it's I don't have to worry about the time.
Okay. Nice.
That's PC's good. Got all day.
World of Warcraft's fun too.
World of Warcraft.
My Battle.net, if anyone wants to add me, is JAYMIL, and it's #pound, depending what generation you come from.
Yeah.
1387. JAYMIL 1387. Add me, I'll play some World of Warcraft.
I'm ETH Deadman, and I'm 1830. My Battle.net ID.
And Peter does not subscribe to Blizzard.
He doesn't have a Battle.net account.
No. Nope. The only person on planet Earth.
Who does not? Exactly.
I mean, flat disk Earth. Excuse me.
Does planet imply it's a circle?
I don't think so.
It implies it rotates around a sun, though. So that.
Does it?
I'll pull it up. But, like, I'm pretty
this
sure.
This is the stupidest conversation we ever had.
No, it's not, dude. It's language.
Definition of planet.
Yeah.
But, like, no, I think, because a planet has to be of a certain size. That's why we got Pluto as a dwarf.
And it has to go around a sun, or else it's just a wandering thing, right?
It's like a flying rock, is what you're saying.
That's what you're saying. That's just going to be the art.
A floating rock, technically.
That's going to be art for the episode. Complete no context to flying rock with wings. A celestial body moving in an elliptical orbit around a star.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
But that's lore boys.
But
I'm
that's,
sorry.
Then the Earth is not a planet.
Yeah, we are.
We have an elliptical.
We're celestial body.
No,
because we're flat.
The
Earth
is flat. The Sun is a light fixture that they move at the top of the dome. You idiots.
Oh, that's true. Go to the second result.
on that fucking Google search that says,
here be the
definition
truth.
Of planet was here be the oh, truth.
Let me check the second definition. It says
planet, a word made up by NASA in 1962.
Yeah, no, it to says, beat the Russians.
Yeah,
it says Ethan and Peter are right.
That's weird. That's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, weird. It's weird that how Google's it's written directly on your tablet screen instead of on the Google search.
Yeah, yeah.
In your handwriting.
Yeah,
I should have used a key.
So, what? Peter, if we're looking for you on the internet, where might we find you?
At Pete O'Donohue wow. on the Twitter.
What a great Twitter handle.
Yeah, I got a message from a soccer player named Peter O'Donohue, and he was like, you got the good handle, bruv. Because I'm at Pete O'Donohue. No numbers, none of that bullshit, no underscore.
P-E-T-E-O-D-O-N-O-G-H-U-E.
Yeah. You got it.
Wow.
O-D-O-N.
Spelling's like my thing.
O-D-O-N-O-G-H-U-E.
Yep.
Spelling's like my fetish. And Jamie, where might we find your fetishes?
I have other things, damn it.
Oh,
that
sorry.
That wasn't finished. Sorry, no, it's sorry, fine. Sorry. I don't give a fuck.
You got me talking about my fetishes.
Yeah.
Silent G's. You had to move on to me.
Silent G's. G-spots.
Do you have a thing?
Yeah. What else? Lore Boys podcast on Instagram, where I do the artwork. O'Manahue on DeviantArt, if you want to download your 1080p version, baby. And then we're loreboys.wordpress.com, where you can download the episodes, listen to the episodes, see the artwork, but it's 500p, because that's what WordPress allows.
Yeah. Cool. You can reach me in three places. My name's James Miller. I'll give them to you in order of likelihood of us actually talking to each other. On Facebook, you can find me on James the Miller, with a T-H-E, Miller. And you can find me on PSN at JAYMILLK64. A couple of you have added me. Thank you. And then thirdly, like I said before, you can find me on Battle.net every once in a while at JAYMIL hashtag 1387. Yes, 1387.
You can also frequently find Jamie at twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes me.
He's our number one stream boy.
Yeah, number one stream boy. Thank you for the 100 follows, 100 by the way.
Hey, we got an emote.
Yeah, someone named...
Oh, we do have an emote.
It's awesome as fuck.
I need to figure out how to edit the fucking code for it, because right now it's like the VLOR3 Grimmison. It's fucking ridiculous.
Weird.
Whatever.
Someone named themselves after a pet and a number that only I would know because it was an old door code of mine.
Okay. Ice5.
And then she kept speaking to me like she knew me, so I just assumed that I knew her from a Skyrim stream, so I was like... Oh, hey there, yeah, good to see you too. And realized at the end, after talking about her as not thinking she was there, that she was there. It was a weird thing, but she was our 100th follower.
So oh, nice.
You. Yay, yeah, thank you.
Shout out to that girl.
Yeah, I'd say your name, but then people would know how to get into my old building.
Who cares? Yeah. She doesn't live there now, does she?
I don't know.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man on most things. At Ethan the Wizard on Snapchat. I never use Snapchat.
Oh, I'm One Armed Man on Steam. That's where I actually play games.
Yeah. If you like the show, which if you've listened to us for this long, I'm sure you love it. Please leave us a review on iTunes. Hit us up on all our social media. The more you guys do, just the more we grow and the more people get to know about us. For anybody who's looking to support us even more, as everybody knows, I, Ethan, eat a lot of potatoes. I have been saving my potato skins for the past 6 months in mason jars. And I'm, you know what, I never thought I would say this, but I actually have too many mason jars of potato skins. So I'm giving one away to the first listener to subscribe to Lore Boys Premium this week.
Oh. Ethan also has this one jar when he got a really bad sunburn where he just put all his skin too. So just make sure to smell it first.
Well, yeah, just, you know.
You got, okay, if you subscribe to Lore Boys Premium, you can come to my place and you can smell that, but you can't have that. I don't know why Jamie's trying to give away my jars.
I'm just saying, if they get mixed up, be careful.
if they get mixed up.
Yeah.
I got a twist announcement.
Okay.
So for the first time
this
ever.
This is highly unorthodox, but okay.
Got a little twist here, because now I've been poking around in the back. I've been poking around in the dashboard and all the settings on Twitch. For the first time ever, Lore Boys Prime and Lore Boys Premium are real things.
Because
you can change the name of your subscription.
Okay.
So,
oh, my god.
Yeah, so you can actually change the name of your subscription. So
we owe people. We owe people $50.
Peter, change it back. Peter, change it back.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a funny thing though. So, like, to our subscribers on Twitch already, one, thank you very much. I believe the order it goes in
Eno.
It's Loreboys Premium,
yeah.
Loreboys Prime, and Loreboys You Hate Money.
Okay.
Because the third level subscription is $25 a month, like a fucking lunatic. But anyway, this
that's great. We love it. You're not a lunatic.
This is a funny. This is a funny.
You're totally
saying good.
Loreboys
Prime and Loreboys Premium are officially real things on the internet now that you can pay money for if you're crazy or in love with James.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Bruno. Thank you, JD.
Thank you, Jeremy, for just having Twitch Prime and that gives us money anyway.
Yeah, all of you out there, we really, really.
We appreciate your attention because
y'all super boys.
We need it.
Yeah,
y'all super lore folk.
Nothing we say on this podcast is legally binding.
No,
there we're covered, guys. Yeah. I think legally speaking, we can't be sued for anything.
I'm gonna go rob the Chinese debt next.
Ethan,
week.
That thing I said about a divorce earlier, I still mean it.
It's on the podcast. It doesn't count.
If you say divorce three times, that's how you do it.
All right, that constitutes a lore boys
out. Yeah. All right, save that red wine.
I have a weird story, I guess, about what I believed it when I was a kid, because I grew up for 5-6 years in Kujawak, which is an Inuit city in northern Quebec.
It's pre-BC.
Yeah. And then I always thought my granddad was Inuit.
Okay.
Because he's...
Just vaguely... Old. He was like wrinkly?
No. He's like an old... He's like an old Greek dude, but he has really dark skin.
Yeah.
And the only non-white people I'd ever seen were Inuit.
Yeah.
So for me, I had white people and Inuits in my head. Yeah. And I was like, Papu's Inuit. Because he's not white.
Wow.
And then I never, ever even thought for a sec.
How did your staunchly Greek grandfather take it when you called him Inuit?
I don't think I ever told him. I was like, I was like 4.
He called him.
And we want to open a real can of worms here.
His English isn't good enough for me to know whether he's racist or not. Yeah. So maybe.
He called him a Malacca and wrestled him right there.
Got naked, wrestled me in the sandbox. With all my Tonka trucks.
Yeah, right next to the igloo.
Yeah. I lived in a house.
Dog's hungry. Dog's hungry.
Sorry about that. I'm glad we're doing a WoW episode. Sort of.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a Hearthstone episode.
Yeah. I want to redo our logo, by the way.
Okay. You said that a couple times.
Yeah, I know, and I have no fucking ideas. I've had major writer's block. I always look at it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's not bad.
I really like
But it's not funny. It's a really subtle joke.
I think the fact that we're reading the wiki, I don't know, I think it's pretty good. Maybe it's subtle, though. Maybe it's just because we get it so well.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So, where did you leave off, Ethan? I didn't hear that last part.
I got it, don't worry. Oh, you didn't hear that last part?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.